This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The 6th annual Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk takes place Saturday, May 12th at Enterprise South Nature Park. Proceeds of the event benefit the Elizabeth R. Smith Melanoma Fund at CHI Memorial, which supports the awareness and prevention of melanoma cancer. WUTC's Will Davis is speaking with two people about the event, melanoma survivor Eddie Grant and Dr. Deanna Brown.
Melanoma is the third most common type of skin cancer, and it's a cancer that arises from the melanocytes of your skin, which are the ones that produce pigment. So it's the third most common type, like I mentioned, but it is the one that causes the most number of cancer deaths. And typically you're thinking of a dark spot, like a dark mole or a mole that changes, but sometimes it can be tricky and it can even be like a pink bump that will come up.
What can people do to avoid melanoma?
The most important thing is to limit your UV exposure. We know that ultraviolet exposure is a risk factor for melanoma, and it's the one that you can control. So avoiding tanning beds, number one. Number two, staying out of the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the UV rays are the strongest. Number three, you know, using sunscreen, obviously as a protection as much as you can, but also wearing long sleeves, long pants, hats, anything that can physically protect your skin as well. We know there are other things that also are involved with melanoma, so mostly your family history, your skin type, those things you can't change. You can't pick your family, of course, but you can affect how much sun you get.
Is there new research or do we have new information about melanoma?
There's always research going on about melanoma. Most of the interesting research these days is done in treatments for melanoma, particularly the more advanced stages. I think more and more, too, studies are coming out that are showing this connection with UV exposure and a prior history of a lot of sunburns or tanning bed use associated with melanoma.
How is the outlook? Are things getting better or worse?
I think things are getting better, actually. I believe more people are taking heed to the warnings of dermatologists and staying out of the sun and protecting themselves. Generally, I saw a statistic recently that some of the diagnosis of early melanoma has actually gone down a little bit, so that's great. Even in our melanoma meeting at Memorial recently, we talked about that we haven't seen as much metastatic melanoma, which is the most serious case, stage four cases. We haven't seen as much of that as we had in the past. So possibly that means we're catching them earlier, treating them sooner, which is fantastic.
Eddie, when were you diagnosed with melanoma?
We had just come back from spring break from South Beach, because that's where you take teenagers for spring break. Mm-hmm. And my wife noticed as I was getting out of the shower that my mole, something looked very odd about the mole on my left shoulder. It had an irregular border, and it just didn't look like the others. And it was early detected. It was a stage 1A, and I was very thankful to that early detection. The funny thing about that, though, is I'd already been checked. So this was in March, I guess, of last year when we saw it. I had just been checked in November, the prior November. For my annual. I laughed and said to Dr. Brown, we were coming in, we're recording this on a rainy day, and rainy days are my new sunny days because I do limit my sun exposure critically. And my fancy Nancy umbrella has never seen rain before, but it has been a new way of learning to live. And but it is living, and it is responsible living. And so I intend to tell my message to anybody that will listen, and obviously my boys will never know about a tanning bed or, sunburns.
Tell me more about the event.
So Elizabeth Smith was at Niagara Falls on vacation with her husband, Don, and their two children back in June of 89 when a spot on her shoulder began to bother her. She had it checked back at home and was diagnosed with stage 2 melanoma. With the surgery that accompanied that almost 20 years later, the cancer came back. And she unfortunately passed away on Mother's Day. So Elizabeth Smith's family began holding various events 8 years ago to raise money and awareness. They did various things, and they began this walk 6 years ago, I believe. And 2 years ago, the Smith family joined forces with CHI Memorial Foundation to help organize the event.
Who should participate in the 5K and walk?
So obviously runners, survivors, fighters, thrivers. And everything in between. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Brown?
Yes, I definitely would agree. It's a great course for a 5K. Also, we're going to have giveaways at a lot of different booths and raffles and things like that. So it's going to be really fun. And like you said, entertaining for the whole family. I think if you have any interest at all, if you know anyone who's been affected by skin cancer and melanoma, which most of us around here, I think, do, then it's a good place to come out.
That was Dr. Deanna Brown and Eddie Grant speaking with WUTC's Will Davis about Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk, which will take place Saturday, May 12th at Enterprise South Nature Park. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the run starts at 9.